This week, we're talking about the Australian Grand Prix, the Cybertruck, and a Tesla rival that might be going out of business. But first, let's talk about a Houston Cars and Coffee that hates the Brotherhood. Welcome to the Big Three. I don't like saying the Brotherhood.
I know.
The Brotherhood is really I don't like saying it at all, even as a joke.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a joke. But that's not to say that I have any beef with the Brotherhood.
We don't pick sides.
Welcome to the Big Three, the only car podcast you have to watch except for our other one. We talk about up-to-date automotive news, whether it be sports or other car stuff. I'm James Pumphrey, one of your hosts, joined as most of the time by Joe Weber.
Yeah, hopefully all the time now. What's
up? And Justin Freeman subbing in for Nolan Sykes, who's in Colorado right now.
Having fun.
Again, we made the decision to paint our faces on the wall for this podcast. And we've only had one where it was all the
we need a leaderboard chart.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You get points.
It's always three.
If you maintain your spot on the leaderboard for more than a month, then your face goes up. Yeah. And we have to pay Riley again to paint it.
Well, we've learned our lesson that we're going to put it on Velcro.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And we're going to disguise it as facial hair on here.
Yeah. All right. A few weeks ago, Houston car meetup Cars and Coffee announced that they were banning, quote, all modern muscle cars, including Mustangs, Chargiers, Challengeries, and Camaros.
Oh boy.
The announcement was made via Instagram, as all big announcements are, in a post that has since been deleted.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
But reports point to the event having repeated incidents with drivers of, again, quote, modern muscle cars engaging in behaviors banned at the event, like burnouts and engine revving.
I mean, if you invite that crew, they're going to do some burnouts. You just have to live with it.
I'm shocked G35s and G37s aren't on that list as well.
I disagree with you. Like, that's not a thing that you should just have to live with. Oftentimes, these cars and coffees, one, it's like 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
These are events that are done by, like, way before noon.
It's not takeover energy.
Yeah.
It's like,
no, because they're not waking up that early. They've already been awake.
These are events that start so early that I don't go to them. And then if you do go to them, you have an hour to kill when they're done before lunch.
That's
true. They're so early. It's so, and they're often, they take place in like local businesses and stuff. So like if you do a burnout or like rev your engine and a situation like this, you're a fucking asshole.
Yes.
And a dork.
Quite literally.
More so than an asshole, you're a fucking dork.
Why do you want all that noise that early in the morning?
Yeah.
I just think it's a slippery slope, like singling out certain types of cars.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think they made the right decision to just be like, oh, no modern muscle cars.
Yeah.
But right. I think the event organizers, like lumped too many people together. But also, I ultimately blame the dorks who think it's cool to like rev your engine and do burnouts.
Right. Because usually at a Cars and Coffee, the problem you have is people leaving. Right. They want to zoom by all the people standing on the curb, show up for the kids, and then they spin out or whatever.
I think they're just these people are confused at like where they should go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like no one's really like ogling like a Challenger RT.
Yeah. With
a 2017.
Yeah. And angry eyes and scratches.
Yeah. And did you say the lip covers
too? Oh, no. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Don't see him as much anymore. So
I see him all the time.
All right. Dang. So this decision has several commenters levying accusations of elitism and or racism in the decision-making process, which I don't necessarily disagree with. But others support the decision, saying things like, those who support the banned behavior aren't true car enthusiasts.
See,
I hate that.
Yeah. That's because that's not true. We all do love it. There's just a time and a place.
Right. Basically, I don't know what I would do in this situation, but I disagree with both people.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 If you do burnouts and rev your engine and stuff at an event where people are like, hey, let's not do that, like, you're a dork and a mean person. Like, any, in any situation, if someone asks you not to do something, don't do it.
Yeah.
Unless it's voting. Or standing up for, like, your equality, then you should do it. Or getting paid a fair wage, then you should do it. But burnouts, I think it's lame. But then I also think the reaction of the Cars and Coffee is, like, kind of a lazy one and sort of, like, lumping a lot of things
together. It's pretty, like, general.
I also want to point out that this is not, like, a school or Congress.
Like, any Cars and Coffee that filters who comes in, you don't want to go there anyway.
Yeah, I just want to point out that this is just, like, the thing that we're talking about, and, like, the rules are being applied to, like, oh, it's a parking lot with a bunch of guys in it.
Yeah.
So it's not that cool.
And and if there was,
that,
like,
big of a deal,
a Lamborghini or a Ferrari that did a burnout, it was some rich dude doing a burnout, everyone would be like,
yeah.
You know?
I don't think they'd ban exotics.
No.
Because that's the attention grabber.
That's the attention grabber.
I don't know.
My brother used to host car meets.
Yeah. How would he deal with it? How would James Freeman deal with it?
Yeah, let's go into the mind of James Freeman.
My brother was hosting car meets, like, towards the end of 2020. And we would
a time when we needed them.
Roast. Yeah. Right, exactly.
We needed outdoor communal activities, and James Freeman stepped up.
So we would, you know, we'd have a Facebook group. So one, you had to get filtered through the Facebook group, right?
Nice.
So then we'd have a movie theater parking lot because all movie theaters were closed. So we'd all roll up, and then we made ourselves known. So we would walk around, hey, how's it going? Just keep it quiet, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. But what we ran into was the takeover guys would come, but we weren't hosting in the morning. So the takeover guys would come from a town over and never get out of their car.
It sounds like a movie plot.
Really was. They found out we were having like 200 car events.
Oh, no, the guys from Burnoutsburg are here.
Durham, North Carolina. Yeah.
Durham.
They would never get out of their car. They would literally sit there, window tint, window up, everything.
What trolls?
And then,
like, they didn't even want to hang out.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't even want the communal aspect of it.
They would call their buddies, and then six Chargers and Challengers would show up, and then they'd destroy the parking lot right
there.
Why? And my brother has, like, superhero muscles mentality.
Yeah.
So he runs straight into the middle of it.
Yeah.
He just, like,
starts punching a car.
Yeah.
Picks up a car.
Literally.
Smashes another car. He punched someone's window. He wasn't trying to break through it. It was just trying to get their attention. And they're like, what the?
Yeah.
The dude next to me. And then they get out and try to fight him. But my brother's like, no.
He's a meatball.
He's like, you're at my event. You.
He's not a meatball. He's prime USDA cut beef.
Yeah.
My brother strongman lifts, by the way, just in case you didn't know. But yeah, he just literally just like, get out of here, leave. You're not allowed to be back. But there's no way to really control that.
Yeah.
And after about a year of this mess, he just started hosting private events.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, I'll do just my friends. Radwood is a really good way to keep the riffraff out because people that are into rad cars are much older. So
yeah. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean, especially when like someone's like coming just to fuck it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like those guys didn't even get out to talk to anyone. They just want to ruin the thing.
And the one time they did get out of their cars, like I had a buddy, ex-military guy, really loved Chargers. And he walked up to one and the guy was like, what are you looking at? And I was like, what are you here for? Yeah. Go away.
Yeah, just go be a jerk alone in your house.
Exactly.
Just don't ruin stuff for people.
Yeah. Justin's in the driveway doing a burnout again. He must be angry about work.
Yeah. And then only your neighbors are mad.
Basically, to wrap that up, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, there's it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation. Find friends. Hang out with them.
And while we're on the subject of classic supercars, on March 13th, legendary car designer Marcello Gandini passed away at age 85 in Italy. While working for Bertone, Gandini designed some of the most iconic supercars of all time, including the Lamborghini Miura and the Countach. You ever heard of them?
You're a huge Miura fan, right?
I'm a big Miura fan.
Yeah, so rest in peace. Rest in peace, Marcello.
He also did the rally car.
Lancia?
Launch the Delta wedgie one. The wedge one.
Oh,
not the Delta.
The Zero?
Stratus.
Stratus. Yeah. Love that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing is tiny.
Dude, it's so
people
very small.
Stand next to it, it's like below dong height.
Yeah, it's like below dong height.
Yeah.
I need that. Americans were measuring below dong height.
I need the wind that passes to blow the dong.
You know, when you are on Lake Como and the wind passes under your dong. That is what we are trying to do with this car. Gandini also designed cars for Volkswagen, Fiat, BMW, Ferrari.
Yeah.
Dude, big hitters.
Yeah.
Bertone Design House has touched a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got their fingers in a lot of different companies.
Yeah. All below dong. They got their fingers below dong height all day. He's designed everything from economy cars, rally cars, supercars, a ton of futuristic concepts. Many of Gandini's works are considered to be the pinnacle of car design, and Gandini himself wouldn't argue with that. He said of the Countach in 2019 in an interview with CNN, "Maybe I shouldn't say this, but nothing better has been done since."
What? Wow, so he had a healthy view of himself.
I mean, yeah, very much. I would say the Murai looks better.
The Mira? But that was before the Countach.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, he's saying since the Countach, though.
Since the Countach, nothing's been done better. So he might still think that the Mira is better.
When was that quote, though? Because
2019.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Gandini.
Rest in peace, Gandini. Yeah. He's going to be designing Angel's cars now.
Damn, dude. Angel's cars are about to be sick.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Dude, all the angels are like,
Sick, dude. God's like, yo, when's my design coming?
Yeah, dude.
Like,
hey, well, now I guess you can design a chariot for me. Like, can you put suicide doors on it?
I was prepared for this.
I've been working on this the whole time.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the news.
That was a good one. Can you do, so that's a hybrid V6 for sure. Can you do a V10? Nice.
Last weekend, F1 traveled to Melbourne for the Australian Grand Prix. Before we talk about the race, here are some of the biggest stories that happened off the track in the past 2 weeks. And really, the off the track stories are amazing this year.
There's a lot of scandal happening, like more than normal, I think.
Oh yeah, and it's what I call sick drams.
Sick grams?
Drams.
What's drams? Oh, dram.
Real sick drams this year.
I thought you were referencing the guy who sings broccoli.
Drams?
Yeah.
The Red Bull employee that filed misconduct complaints against Christian Horner has lodged an appeal of the team's clearance of Horner with the FIA's ethics committee. Yeah, they found him clear of all charges, accusations. Yeah,
we all saw that coming.
Yeah. And then they fired her.
Yep. And
was it suspended or fired?
Suspended.
Yeah. All
right. And so, yeah. So she's also hired a PR firm to represent her. Red Bull is attempting to project solidarity, but F1 insiders and various other sources say there's a clear power struggle within the team.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Max Verstappen's dad, Jos, is trying to seed unrest in the team because he doesn't like Horner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of rumors that he aided this employee in leaking all these pictures and stuff.
There's also rumors that Jos and the employee are in a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
These
are alleged.
These are alleged. But Jos is not. I don't know if he's allowed again, but at one point his access to the pit was taken away.
Oh.
So Jos isn't allowed to go hang out on race day. And, whisper poison into people's ears.
Yeah, he's like Melisandre in Game of Thrones, basically.
Yeah, just rewatching Game of Thrones. to get ready for House of Dragons season two, I'm assuming.
No, I don't like House of Dragons.
Oh, okay, so you're just doing it randomly.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. there's rumors circulating that Ferrari is having conversations with Red Bull chief technical officer Adrian Newey.
This could be sick, but yeah. I don't think it's going to actually happen.
About a potential move. And I've heard that if Newey leaves, Max is allowed to leave too.
Really? Oh, is that the what Nolan referred to last time? If certain people leave, he's allowed
to
So
it's like built into his contract that if certain people leave, then that allows him out of his contract.
I mean, there's a reason that the car is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see Ferrari be as dominant as Red Bull. Maybe a little bit more,
less dominant,
so that it's fun for me to watch.
Yeah, F1 would be pretty exciting right now if Red Bull just wasn't in it.
Yeah. Did you see? So we watched the race at James's place, and as soon as Max.
Don't dox me. Don't tell my address.
Yeah, we were over on 4123. But, anyways, as soon as there was smoke coming out of Max's car, everyone in the room was like, yes, yes.
And it's not because we don't like Red Bull or we don't like Max for stopping. It's just like, it might be fun today.
Yeah.
It might be cool to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's why there's so much drama elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because everyone's bored.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I was actually like planning, I had people over to my house to watch it, and I was planning on making like a TikTok of everyone pretending to be asleep while Max won. That's how boring the season or like F1 is right now. But then Max, and like I jazzed myself up to do it, like on my way to my house after dinner, I was like, okay, just like, just do it. Just, it's going to be a little awkward asking everybody to do it, but hey, they're going to have fun doing it. And you know, like, this is always how it works. You think it's not that funny, but then like you post it and it does like a lot for you. So like, let's do it. And then first or second, like Max is out and I'm like, dude, even when you make the race better, you f*** me over.
I'm so happy because both of my dudes podium this week. Sainz got first. Lando got third, and
I like Lando a lot. Yeah. And I told you guys in the chat, Carlos Sainz is the coolest dude
he's great
to root for this year. I don't see it changing, but if we can get like a graphic or a sound or something, Carlos Sainz, coolest dude to root for this season.
Vamos, Carlos.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a job next year.
I know. And he's really rubbing it in their faces too.
Yeah, it's like Rocky. Like, this is, if he wins this year, that's a freaking movie, dude.
I don't think he's going to win, but
I know.
I think he's
going to
get maybe get one more
if he won this
race
year,
win.
That'd be a movie.
Yes.
I mean, what if Max Verstappen like stubbed his toe really bad and got infected?
And he would complain so much.
Yeah.
We all really go skiing or something.
Why? Who put that door there?
But dude, doesn't have a job next year. Got replaced by Lewis Hamilton, who also didn't finish the race.
Yeah.
Had an appendix, had his appendix removed 13 days before the race.
Had
stitches.
I told you, weight reduction.
He had stitches.
I told you.
He had stitches on his torso.
I know.
When he won.
When he got out of the car, I was like, oh, he's taking his sweet time. And then I realized, oh, his stomach is gashed open.
Yeah, he probably has goop coming out of
him. He's probably got so much goop. Yeah, there's a guy on Ferrari just to like scoop up the goop.
Yeah, scoop up the goop. Scoop the goop.
Scoop the goop.
And then some rich ladies rub it on their face.
Yeah.
Stay young.
Yeah.
But very, I mean, 100% just the coolest guy.
Yeah, smooth operator. That's what they call him.
Awesome nickname.
Yeah.
Never been called that. I'm the opposite of a smooth operator. In other F1 news, Williams driver Alex Albon, who's my dude, crashed during free practice one, ruining his car. Williams didn't have a spare car, and so Albon took Logan Sargeant's
This
car.
Was kind of, I don't like Sargeant, but this sucks for him.
I mean, a lot of people were saying this sucks, but also like how often does it happen? Like, is it this out of the ordinary for something like this to happen?
It's pretty uncommon.
Like, I'm not saying Albon is like a great driver.
No,
but
it's
he's a better
driver. Only because of Williams' negligence and it came out that they have like all their inventory in like this sprawling Excel spreadsheet that is not kept up, and so they don't even really know what their inventory is. And so they run into problems like this where like
we don't have a car.
Day of the race, they find out that like the chassis is not great, or you know, like they couldn't repair it in time because the inventory sheet is not up to date.
Everyone's talking trash about the fact that it's all in an Excel sheet. I think we'd all be appalled and shocked by how much stuff that we think is important is just in an Excel sheet.
I mean, the IRS uses like before Windows 95 software. They use like crazy old.
How do you know?
I saw it on Instagram.
Have you been there?
I saw it on Instagram.
You took a tour?
Yeah.
So apparently Alvin didn't ask Williams to do it. Sergeant called being asked to give up the car, the hardest moment he can remember in his career. Pretty rough. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right. So how did our guys do?
Well, we know how my guys did, which are... I actually said to Christina, I was like, we should start keeping points. She's like, because you're winning.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, in hindsight, you did have... Like it was pretty obvious from the beginning that you were going to do well because you have the best driver from the two most exciting buildy teams in the sport.
I'm pretty excited with my picks.
Yeah, McLaren and Ferrari are pretty cool to watch right now.
And you have Lewis and Albon?
Yeah. Lewis didn't finish. I'm starting to worry about Lewis at Ferrari next year.
No, I think he'll be good. I think it's just this Mercedes car's trash.
Yeah, but he's Russell's performing way better than him.
Do you think the last lap of every race when he crashes?
I don't think that's the car.
Yeah, but I think the most interesting part about this race, I mean, other than like how cool the race was,
yeah, it's was beautiful too. I want to go to Australia.
I know. Yeah, Albert Park looks really cool. It was really similar to a race, the Singapore 2023 Grand Prix. Sainz got first. Lando was in the podium. I think he got second. Red Bull finished in fifth, and then Russell crashed on the last lap.
Whoa. It's the glitch.
It's the glitch, yeah.
Did you see the NASCAR race at Circuit of the Americas?
No, but I heard it was awesome.
It was wild.
Yeah? Really?
They don't care about track limits.
Oh, really? They're just driving on the truck grass
race,
and stuff?
Truck race, just cut corners. Didn't care. No penalties, nothing.
That's
just
what NASCAR needs.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you give them turns, they don't turn.
I did get a lot of DMs saying that we should cover NASCAR more because the season is bonkers.
Yeah.
Do you know who Rajah Crowther is?
Yeah.
He's fucking sick, and I want to follow him. He's got a great attitude. All the old dudes are like yawn at him.
Really?
Which is for means what? He's doing something right.
For being black?
Probably, but more like even Bubba yelled at him for like doing some move or something. I think he just takes chances.
Well, he races trucks, right?
He does trucks,
yeah. Electric automaker Fisker may be going bankrupt.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Is it because multiple news outlets have reported the company has hired restructuring advisors to help with a possible bankruptcy filing on March 18th. The company announced it was pausing all production for 6 weeks. Ooh, yikes. And is attempting to sell off its remaining inventory to stay afloat.
I don't think the 6 weeks is going to...
You think this is Marquez Brownlee's fault?
Oh, man.
It's possible.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is people had those before Marquez reviewed
the ocean.
It. Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah,
all over
I saw
the place.
One. I thought it was good looking.
They do look good, but that doesn't mean it drives good.
Yeah.
I didn't actually watch his video. What's wrong with it?
The thumbnail said it all.
Yeah, the thumbnail was like, this is the worst car I've ever reviewed.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Marquez Brownlee, MKBHD on YouTube, he does a lot of tech reviews. But he only does tech bro cars, though.
You know? Yeah. He does EVs mainly. Right.
But I do love Marquez.
They lost the karma.
Oh, nice.
Fisker launched one of the first plug-in hybrid sports cars, the Karma, over a decade ago. Justin Bieber had one.
Yeah.
Our friend Sean Lee has one.
And Elon was jealous of it.
So he started
the same designer designed the Model S or whatever.
Dude, the Fisker Karma looks so much better than
it does.
Tesla.
And that was why he sued him. He was like, yeah. You designed my car and then you come out with this? Yeah, he tried to sue him for it.
There's a reason that like the guy who designed the Lucid also was a head engineer designer at
Tesla
and left because he was like, well, they came to me with like a car design and I had to fit everything in it. He was like, why didn't they start from the other way? Like have everything you want and then design a car around that.
Yeah. They recently shifted focus to SUVs like the Ocean. The Ocean has received widespread negative reviews, like from Marquez. They're in partnership talks with a, quote, major automaker. So Fisker might be in the hot seat, but the spotlight remains on maybe the most controversial vehicle in
years.
This is the lamest car you could possibly buy.
That's your hot take?
That's my hot take. I name a lamer car you could own. The Tesla Cybertruck hit the roads recently with a wave of strong opinions and misleading information. The concept was first unveiled in November 2019 and deliveries began in December of last year.
I didn't realize they began that late.
Yeah. Well, dude. All right. Yeah.
They're just now hitting the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're in that bubble. We see them first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Cybertruck, if it wasn't so expensive, it wouldn't be the lamest car you could possibly drive.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just so expensive and so like, it's such a statement car.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I drive this because I think this. Mm-hmm. And I also paid $100,000 for it. And also, I'm paying to be part of like the beta program.
I think it's just like a meme car that is obvious that you bought it with like Dogecoin.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You bought this strictly because you want it to be the first part. You know, you want it to be in that first club.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're probably going to sell it within a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Cybertruck was originally announced with a starting price of around $40,000.
Which would have been fine.
Would have been great. But complications arising from mass producing the most unconventional design led to pretty hefty price increases. Tesla currently offers two trim levels. Dual motor all-wheel drive trim has 600 horsepower, 11,000 pounds of towing capacity, although I've heard that's only for like 90 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can't, yeah.
There's
and
a YouTuber that
pricing
tested
starts
it.
At $76,000. There's a YouTuber that tested it.
The guy who did the towing with the Cybertruck was Jerry Rig Everything.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
but he tested it in Utah and towed his other truck.
I don't even remember what he towed. It was bald.
Yeah, it was a bald truck. He towed it, and the range like basically halved.
Yeah.
That's kind of the problem with EVs in general, though, is all of the power is from the battery source and you use it for everything. Mm-hmm. So once it starts depleting, everything depletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're driving one this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I doing that or no?
No.
That's a Canaan question.
I don't think so.
That's a Canaan question. I don't know. I haven't driven one yet. Looking at them, it's weird. Playing with them is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the joke, you get the joke, whatever. I'm really curious how it drives off road and what the performance actually is, because that's what we're going to be doing, camping.
I'm sure if you
get
the right tires, like every video I've seen of it struggling, it's on like summer tires.
Yeah, like regular radials. So this one is on beadlocks with all terrains.
Yeah.
It'll probably have bumpers.
You have the weird like hubcap thing?
I think they made their own. They made a real beadlock. In the Unplugged Performance, in our email, they said, we have real beadlocks, not bro locks.
Nice.
I was like, oh, cool.
Love an aggressive email.
Yeah.
Then there's the three-motor Cyber Beast, is really what it's called.
Yeah, Cyber Beast.
Cyber Beast trim has 845 horsepower and the same 11,000-pound towing capacity as the all-wheel drive model. Pricing starts for that one at $96,000. A $57,000 rear-wheel drive trim expected to launch next year, if you want a little trophy truck. Elon Musk claimed a few years ago that the truck would be able to serve briefly as a, this is a quote, would be able to, quote, serve briefly as a boat so it can cross rivers, lakes, and even seas that aren't too choppy. At launch, the truck featured a much less impressive wade mode, which raises the ride height and pressurizes the battery pack to allow the truck to go through water up to 2 feet 7 inches deep.
So this is like a continuing theme with Elon, as he promises crazy stuff and then scales it back to like
when he figures out it's impossible.
Yeah, everything turns into like the Willy Wonka experience in Scotland.
Think about working.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Think about being an engineer at Tesla, and they have the press events, and even they don't know what's going on. So this is a company meeting. All right, this is what we'll be working on for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he announces the craziest crap ever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they just have to like figure it out.
Figure it out.
It turns out it can actually play guitar.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's, I mean, like on a lesser scale, I think he spent like 10 times as much budget as he was supposed to on having the door handles come out to meet you. Like
what door
10
handles?
Years ago, like on the Model S.
Oh, you know,
the door handles like will sense that you're walking up to it and come out
right
to meet you. And I think he promised it, and then they didn't realize like how much of a lift it was. And they spent like so much more money developing just these door handles because he promised people.
Well, I think that's a theme with Elon Musk, and I think a theme like in general with our like disruptor mentality that we've had over the past 10 years is like just a bunch of really cocky dudes are like, hey, all these people who've been doing things their entire lives for like a long, long time, or even like decades, they're fucking idiots. And me, I'm a disruptor. I can do it better than them. But then like they run into the same wall that like those industries have run into, like Elon with like rockets and stuff, like he was like, NASA is fucking dumb, dude. But he's run into the wall that like NASA ran into like 20 years ago. Same with like robotics and Boston Dynamics. Like I just hate this like disruptor
hubris
mentality.
He tricks all the rich people that invest though, and then he goes and does prehistoric version of what everyone was cool already
for
him doing.
But like I think that there's a huge disrespect for specialization and dedicating your life to doing something, and I think we should respect specialty and people who like, I don't want a car that looks like a four-year-old made it. Like, and that's a thing that people, I say that because that's a thing I've heard a person I think is dumb say, like, oh, I just love that it's like a child drew it on a napkin. It's like, I don't want that. I want a car that looks like a guy who went to college to draw cars drew it.
Yeah. Well, have you met a children? They're fucking dumb.
And I think like untalented people fall for people like Elon Musk because like they're kind of in the back of their head, they're like, well, I'm not really good at anything, but like I deserve to be celebrated too. So like maybe I can just be like, maybe I'm a disruptor. Like, I didn't learn how to do anything well. Maybe I'm a disruptor like Elon.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find some respect for specialization and people who actually know how to do stuff.
So there's just basically a bunch of stuff wrong with the wade mode.
It cuts off, right?
What do you mean it cuts off?
I think I saw something about how if you activate it, it'll stay on for a set amount of time.
Oh, 30 minutes. Shut off. Yeah, so if you're like going through not so choppy seas and you're only halfway and it's been a half hour, then it just...
It's like, oh, you must have...
You probably made it across that not so choppy sea.
Yeah.
But also, it seals the battery, but not really. So people have tested it and some... I don't know if he was a YouTuber or not, but he tried it going through a river and then his like tonneau cover... switch on the back stopped working.
No.
So there's a little short circuiting
going
on. That's
like the one thing on that truck that works.
That was the one thing that when we had one, I was like, oh, that's actually pretty
good. Yeah.
But then it completely cuts off your rear view mirror.
The advertised torque figures are also misleading. Tesla lists them between 7,500 and 10,300. These are all wheel torque figures rather than the industry standard of motor torque figures. A cool electric truck might be on the way. Earlier this month, Rivian filed a patent for the name R1X, which many believe could be a Raptor-like high-performance flagship truck.
Woo! Yeah. I'm psyched on Rivian.
I like Rivian.
I like Rivian. Rivians a lot.
Rivian's cool.
Yeah.
Yep. And they keep it simple. R1, R2,
R3,
R1X.
Yeah. I like that they've done basically the exact opposite of Tesla. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, this is a future truck. And like, oh, we're going to make the Lancia Delta Integrale into an electric car.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
They're so sick.
When I first saw the compartment under the back.
The tunnel.
I was like, an industrial designer designed this truck, and I love it.
Yeah,
someone thought about this.
Yeah,
totally. I think like Rivian is a good example of like what design, like that's what future design actually is.
Yeah,
not what like a dork thinks it is.
Yeah,
it's like when you see what the year 2000 is going to look like in old 50s like popular science, and it's like, oh, that's Elon right now.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think of the new Rivian releases? We have the R2.
Mm-hmm. R2 is exciting. R3. I think they're going to sell a lot of R2s.
Yeah.
From a business standpoint, I think the R2 is massively exciting.
Yeah.
The R3, though.
So sick.
Is I want one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The R3 is I want one.
It looks like a Fiat Panda and a Volkswagen Golf. And a
Lancia Delta.
Lancia Delta.
And I've heard that it's not like way bigger in person. Like a lot of times you see like photos of really cool concept cars, you're like, oh, it's like a hot hatch, and then it's a giant car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jason Camisa said it's little.
That's great. I think that's the next step, is like I'm not gonna say like the R1 is affordable, but as soon as like Ford's trying to do it with the Lightning, as soon as you win over like the farmers and get an electric truck, then it's going to normalize stuff. The next step is like an economy car.
Right.
And that's what they try to do with Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people drive Model 3s. I think this could be like a Model 3 rival.
Oh, for sure. And like the R1 is like an expensive big SUV.
Yeah.
The R2 is what most people
It's like RAV4 sized.
Yeah, or like
everyone has a CHR or X3. CRV or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BMW X3-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they also like didn't tell us the R3 was coming. They just like kind of surprised us at the party.
Which is great.
Driving
which is
it already.
Sick.
Which is what Beyonce does with albums. Yeah.
They like Beyonce'd us.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They Beyonce'd us hard.
Beyonce'd us hard. So like Elon Musk is like Taylor Swift. Very very popular, but when you dig into it, you're like, actually, you suck.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce, it's like, oh, actually, you've never even like thrown a fit.
Yeah.
You know, like, how can you be this famous and not dress cool?
You've been marginalized a lot, and you don't, you're over it. You're above it.
Yeah. So Beyonce is Rivian. Rivian is Beyonce.
Yeah.
For our audio listeners, this is the last episode that will be released in the Passcast feed. We're getting our own feed.
Woo. Hey, we're moving out of parents' house.
We're moving out of our daddy Passcast's house, and we're going to throw a big party. make sure you head over to the Big 3 page. Follow us there. You can watch all of the videos on the Donut Podcast YouTube channel. Check us out on Instagram, Donut Podcast, and TikTok, Donut Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Follow all of us on our social medias. They're all our names.
Go to YouTube to find out where you can find us on social media.
Yeah, go to YouTube.
Justin, thank you for being on.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Justin's been on as
I'm
much
on this
as
leaderboard.
I know. Right now, so yeah.
Oh, cool. Check out our other podcast, Pass Gas, for like a history focused podcast. And then we also have a YouTube channel, so check that out. Bye.
Bye-bye.